Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. We're joined now by Eric Snodgrass. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. I want to start with the weather system, and it's just a big dog that's kind of blanketing the United States. I believe blizzard in the Northwest, winter storm warnings in the Michigan area, and a lot of rainfall and flooding here. So tell me about what we got going on.
Yeah, well, it won't take much rainfall around here to get us back flooding over again. We have been just over the last week and a half, there are some parts of, if you just kind of paint a line from Missouri through Illinois over to Indiana, just looking at that one small sector, we've had between 200 and in some locations almost 600% of normal rainfall. So yeah, it won't take much to give us problems, but this winter storm is quite unique. So it's emerged out of the panhandles and it's moving north. So it's going right straight toward Michigan. And it's a very windy system. So we're going to see strong, we call it synoptic scale winds around this. So big, broad swath of very windy conditions. Now, this is what's cool about this storm. Now, cool from a meteorological perspective. Where we are, right here, there's a lot of very, very dry air near the surface. So if you were to go look at a radar image, middle of the day today on Friday, you might think that it looks like it's precipitating over the top of us, but it's not getting to the ground yet. We've got to moisten up the lower levels of the atmosphere. But as that happens later on today, you know, I'm talking late this afternoon, we will get over into some very interesting precipitation types. We could start off with a little bit of snow, then move over into some freezing rain, and then more than likely by late tonight and overnight hours, we're going to have enough warm air pushovers that we're going to go over to rain. But then as the system leaves, on the backside, we have the chance to get some snow. So get ready for a typical Illinois winter storm here, because this sucker is going to come through and it's going to be producing quite a variety of weather for us. Now, you go west of here, north of here, it's a snow event, but the system pushes through and behind it, we actually get some real cold weather in place. So maybe the first time in a while that we've seen some cooler weather.
Yeah, that is the first time, I think, in a long while that we've had cold weather. It's been a really pretty moderate winter so far, it seems.
Yeah, you know, we're about halfway through it. And last time we've really seen some sustained below average temperatures, you have to go back to the middle of December, really 2 days before Christmas, we got onto this warmer track and we've been in it for quite some time now. In fact, it's been a long time since we've recorded a temperature that's been below average for much of the state. And so, yeah, this will be a changeover when this front passes through and the high pressure center settles in behind it. Yeah, we're going to actually, it's going to feel like winter, even though it's not going to be brutally cold, but it's going to feel that way after this comes through.
Anything you're concerned about?
Well, when I look a little bit longer term, I start to think about how the rest of winter is going to play out. And I think our story begins in the Pacific Ocean. You see, we have seen a lack of really deep penetrating cold air coming out of the Arctic. And that's been because the Pacific Ocean jet stream, which has kind of two branches to it, a polar branch and a subtropical branch, well, they've been kind of competing for space over us. The subtropical branch has been winning, which means we just are pushing that really cold air, trying to keep it north, okay? The other thing is polar vortex right now is really strong. And the stronger it is, the lower of a probability we have of getting really cold, sustained cold air into our area. So the cold that's coming in next week is here until we have another system emerge next week, at the end of next week. So when we're talking again next week, we'll probably be going over again another wet pattern in this area. And as long as that subtropical jet stream stays cranked like it is, and the polar vortex stays strong, we will have a hard time keeping sustained cold around. And you asked about concern. My concern is, statistically, historically, good cold winters lead to better starts to the growing season. It has a lot to do with pest control, has a lot to do with what the freezing temperatures do to the topsoil. And without, you know, really getting good and cold, it's just, it's what was called less than ideal. So we actually need to get really cold in February. And right now I'm having a hard time kind of pulling the trigger on saying that that's going to happen, at least for a 10 to 15 day time period.
Interesting. Does it have an impact on the southern hemisphere at all?
Yeah, it does. It turns out the same things that are controlling the position of our jet stream are also influencing what's going on in South America. And it all comes back to that Madden-Julian oscillation, which we talk about quite a bit. Let's think about the results of it, though. So over the next 15 days, Brazil's eastern and north central growing areas, so I'm talking about like the Tocantins, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and then getting over into Mato Grosso. We're expecting that corridor to be quite wet. Now, that's critical for us because they are trying to actively harvest a first crop of soybeans. And therefore, if it's wet, it's the same as us being wet in October. It's going to slow things down, and it may impact the quality of that harvest. Now, what this really does is this wetness right now, from now to the end of the month, is also going to push back any early planting of a safrinha crop, which will be corn and cotton. And you know, and we know, we've been talking about how supportive prices are in Brazil right now for going after big acreage on cotton and corn, especially corn. So we need to watch that carefully. And while that's wet, Brazil's southern growing regions and Argentina are going to go over dry. Now, going dry right now in those areas isn't as critical as of a thing right now as it is getting so wet in the northern growing areas. And then, to be honest, if we want to just think purely about U.S. markets, we then need to have Brazil get very dry at the second half of February and just never rain again until April. And then that would really be a tough go of it. But I don't think that is going to happen at this point. But that is what it would take to get some big support by kind of really just ruining a crop down there.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.